Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Real friends, real laughs.
Star 102.5.
Let's chat about the weekend movies. Our friend Gray Drake, she is Miss Movie Phone from moviephone.com, back on the phone with us. Good morning to you, Gray.
Hooray! Hey. Wonderful to be back in the States.
It sure is wonderful to have you back on the show, but although we have to start with the fact that apparently you and Kurt are in your first ever fight.
Yes, we are.
Oh, God. You know what? It's kept me awake at night.
I know. It's good that there's a lot of love for each other in our hearts, Gray, because we are not seeing eye to eye on Avengers Endgame.
I know, and they say, like, you know, you're supposed to settle a fight before you fall asleep at night, but with the time zone difference and the fact that we live in completely different homes, it's really not.
Right. I send emails at 2 o'clock L.A. time going, I didn't like it.
How dare you email me while I'm asleep?
So you're saying Kurt is wrong. Well, we could have told you that, but yeah.
The thing that we finally got around to after hours of going back and forth and
so many broken dishes.
Oh, God. The neighbors complained and the cops showed up three times.
Well, Bare Naked Ladies wrote a song about this.
The characters that Kurt wanted to see more of were definitely not in the film. And so I feel like I understand that would be disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel, you know, for me, it's like I was watching it to see storylines wrapped up and to see if I found it satisfying to the last, like, 11 years of movie going.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I just was completely satisfied because I also don't really gravitate towards any of the characters more than another, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I'm more of a generalist, and then if you're being very specific, then of course you're going to be set up for failure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to end this argument, like I end up all the arguments with my wife of, I'm sorry, honey, you are right. And boy, I sure did love Endgame. I loved it. I loved it
you
very
forgot,
much.
And can I bring you a coffee?
Can I get you a coffee?
That's right. Listen, and that's why Jennifer is the queen.
All right, here's a clip from Longshot.
Why would you just barge in here while I'm sleeping?
You were sleeping?
Yes, I was micro-napping.
Oh, that's what you call that?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were sleeping. You were standing, and your eyes were open.
Do you need something?
I have some jokes that I wrote. I was going to run by you, if you have a second.
Yeah, that was actually a really good nap.
Great. Seemed very restful.
God, what a weird movie this is. When it showed at the South by Southwest Film Festival, audiences went completely bananas because it is really, really funny. So
Good. That
was the voice of Charlize Theron, and she's running for president. And she knows Seth Rogen from when they were younger. And she hires him as her speechwriter, even though everyone tells her, like, clearly this is a terrible choice. And so the wrinkle in this is that Seth Rogen's character has always had a crush on Charlize Theron. And so when they kind of find themselves in this pressure cooker situation, it's kind of magical.
Oh.
Yeah, because also, by the way, the thing that makes this, like, uncomfortable / sexy is that she used to be his babysitter.
No.
So awesome. So awesome. So this is actually a really, really great pick for everyone that has already seen Endgame like three times. And I would encourage you to move on with your lives and enjoy this comedy.
All right. Gray Drake, she is Ms. Movie Phone. You can always find those reviews, moviephone.com. We have a link to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. Thanks, Gray.
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
Alrighty, bye.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.